This call is being recorded.
Once your body is completely filled with light, begin to focus on your chakra centers, all 8 chakras, 7 chakras that go from the base of your spine to the top of your head or the crown chakra, and also the soul star chakra, which is just above your head now. So all 8 chakras, see them in perfect alignment and with their respective colors. Starting from the bottom chakra, the first chakra, at the base of the spine, see that as a beautiful ruby red color. And the second chakra, moving up, orange. The third chakra, yellow. Yellow is the bright sun. Fourth chakra, deep blue-green at the heart center. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, which has become activated in many across the planet, all of the light community. High heart center, magenta color. The fifth chakra at the throat area, sky blue. And the sixth chakra in the middle of the forehead, the ancient third eye center, which has also become activated in many. See that as purple or indigo. And the seventh chakra at the top of the head, the crown chakra, gold, violet, or silver. And the eighth chakra, just about approximately a foot to 2 feet above your head, the soul star chakra, brilliant, pure white. Now, as you're seeing all of these chakras with their respective alignment and colors, also see the colors as brilliant, high intensity colors. The red, the reddest it can be, the orange, the yellow, and so on. High intensity. It also leads to high vibration. So high vibration leads also to higher consciousness. So the more that you can work with your chakra centers and vibrate them at a faster and faster rate with their high intensity of their colors and also the spinning of the chakras as well. So whether clockwise or counterclockwise, simply speed the spinning of the chakras up with your mind. Visualize it, think it, make it your intention so that all of your chakras are in perfect alignment with their perfect respective colors and high intensity and vibrating at a higher and higher and faster rate. Incidentally, when you are operating your chakras at a higher vibration, at a higher frequency, that also leads to rejuvenation of the physical body as well. Because remember, it is not the physical body that creates the astral and etheric body, the etheric body where the chakras reside. It is the other way around. The etheric body creates the astral then the physical body. So whenever you're operating with the etheric body, you are helping to enhance both the astral and physical body as well. And this is indeed where rejuvenation can come in. or when you think about those celestial chambers, those healing chambers, this is how they work. They work at vibration and consciousness. Vibration and consciousness brings healing. Vibration and consciousness brings rejuvenation. So remember that as you continue to work in these processes. Now put your attention at your high heart center, that magenta center just above your heart, and the sixth chakra in the middle of the forehead, the third eye, and connect the two energetically by sending energy from your high heart center to your sixth chakra and back down around to your high heart center, and around and around and around, up and down, around, which forms a vortex of energy, spiral, if you will. And feel yourself, your conscious knowing self, being pulled into that vortex and coming out the exit point right there in the middle of your forehead as a little ball of light, a little ball of consciousness, looking out through your third eye, through the window to the astral world, which is what your third eye is, an opening or a gateway into the astral realm. And the more that you activate your third eye, the more ability you have to operate within the astral and etheric world, thereby seeing beyond your physical, being metaphysical. So allow yourselves now to go out through that doorway. Let that conscious knowing self, that little ball of light, a ball of consciousness, go out through the third eye as a doorway or window out into the astral realm. So exit your physical body and then see your physical body laying or sitting there. Know that you are both connected and separate from your physical form all at the same time. The more you can get that sense of being outside of your physical form, the more you can appreciate this type of exercise, this type of guided meditation. Now let yourself begin to drift up in your astral and etheric form, just drift up. Also, it always helps to give yourself in your astral body, give yourself some definition. More than just a little ball of light or a ball of consciousness now. Give yourself some kind of a body, possibly an ideal body that you would like to have. And also know that when you create this ideal body in your astral form, that also then begins to manifest in your physical body as well. This is another way to alter your physical body, to make it younger, and so on. But of course, like anything, it takes belief to be able to bring this into being. The more that you believe, the more that you will achieve. Now, in your astral form, let yourself rise up higher and higher, up through the roof of whatever building you find yourself in, up into the sky, through the clouds, and all the way to past the Earth's atmosphere. And as you pass the Earth's atmosphere, become aware now of all of the ships that are out here, all of the ships that have been cloaked. They're only cloaked to the third dimensional illusionary eyes, not to the third eye. now they are all open to you. And see all the planets in the solar system, the solar sun, and then turn back around and look down and see the earth and your physical body way down there. That sense of, again, being connected to your physical body, but yet apart from it as well. And then as you look through the solar sun, look right through it. There's a gateway that goes right through the sun that ships use all the time to move from one galaxy to another, where they actually pass through the suns of those galaxies. Let yourself now, in your vision, visualize going right through the sun, out into the galaxy, all of the solar systems in the galaxy, all the way to the central sun of this galaxy, and through it, again, as a gateway. And then you become aware of all of the galaxies that are beyond this galaxy. Galaxies after galaxies, millions and millions of galaxies, and all have central suns in those galaxies. All of those galaxies have solar systems, planets. And all the way to the central sun of the universe, the cosmic source of our being. And then as you focus or visualize on that central sun of the universe, become aware of the immense energy that is there, the immense consciousness that is there. If you focus on it too long, you can't begin to comprehend that consciousness. It is so far beyond. Be aware of the energy and the energy that is emanating from this great central sun of the universe, cosmic source. And these energies going out as pulses of energy. Just as the sun emits, just as the solar sun of this solar system emits energy, emits light, light rays, so too does this central sun of the universe, but immensely, immensely, immensely more powerful. These powerful energy pulses have been coming down through the entire universe, through all of the central suns, through the central sun of the galaxy, through the sun of the solar system, and down to the earth, wave after wave, energy pulse after energy pulse for quite some time now. But notice how these energy waves and pulses are becoming stronger and stronger. And with these pulses comes more and more light, more and more light to the planet. So where this planet was once at high level of light, high level vibration, higher dimensional frequency, and then allowed itself, just as you all allowed yourselves, to drop down in density, drop down to a lower dimensional frequency, thereby allowing darkness to come into the planet. Now it is the opposite. It is changing now, where darkness is receding and light is coming in more and more into the planet. And wherever light enters a darkened room, it illuminates that darkness. But no amount of darkness can extinguish the light. Always remember that. Light will always illuminate darkness, but darkness cannot extinguish the light. So see now, wave after wave coming down to the earth, energies. And each time a stronger energy comes down to the earth and hits the earth and spreads out across the earth, higher consciousness comes along with it. Higher vibrational frequency and moving closer and closer to the higher dimension of the fifth dimension. And movement from the third dimension right to the fifth dimension. That is what ascension is. Now see that final wave approaching. Final wave being the event. A solar flash that will emanate, or that is emanating directly from the central sun of the universe through all of the central suns, all of the galaxies, through the central sun of this galaxy, and through the sun of this solar system as an immense solar flash that hits the earth and spreads out across the planet as light, as consciousness, as higher vibrational frequency, changing everything. Why it will be called the great changeover after it is all completed. It will be the time before the changeover and the time after the changeover. It is how you will look at time in the future. Before the change, after the change. BC and AC. You could even say before the Christ consciousness and after the Christ consciousness. Or they are one and the same. Now, as a result of this great changeover, see how the world, the entire planet, and all life forms on this planet will change as a result of this. The people, the animals, the plants, even the consciousness within the rocks and stones themselves will be altered. Crystalline forms, crystals becoming, arising everywhere throughout the planet, and people becoming aware of these great crystalline structures once again. These great crystalline structures will connect to each other all across the planet, reconnecting that Christ consciousness grid that the dark forces did so much to dismantle, to shift. The higher vibratory energy of the light to the lower vibration of the darkness. See it all happening now, in this moment, as you visualize this. Visualize love, feel love moving across the planet. Wherever there is hatred, wherever there was fear, is now replaced with love. Love incarnate into each and every one of you. That love streaming forth from each of you. To your brothers, to your sisters. No more separation. Rather, togetherness. United. You have a saying, united we stand, divided we fall. Division no more, united only now. United as one. Imagine what that would be like. Imagine life. Without darkness, life without fear. Imagine what that would be like. Visualize. those changes would bring. See all animals coming together. Lion indeed laying down with the lamb. No more preying upon another, whether human or animal. This is the future you are creating right now in this moment. Remember that. You create your own reality. You create the reality that you want to see. Be the change that you want to see in this world. Be it now, in this moment, be it in the next moment, in the next moment after. Now, if you would begin to drift back from wherever you find yourselves, whether here on planet, off planet, maybe in a ship somewhere, your guides took you there, and come back now towards your physical body, and enter your physical body, and whenever you bring your astral and etheric body back into your physical, always remember to tuck it all back in. Don't leave part of it outside. Bring it all back in and come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. And I come at this time, this miraculous time that you are approaching in these moments that are both in the now and also that are coming to you based on what is happening in the now moment. That is what you always have to remember. You are in the now moment. And the more that you can focus on the now, the more that you create the better future for yourself. Moment upon moment upon moment. That is what those that are asleep across the planet yet have to come to understand. Just as you have awakened, they must come to an awakening as well. Is it something that you can push upon them or force upon them? No. Just as no one forced it upon you. Someone may have suggested something at a time past, and that may have been the trigger for you to awaken, such as an alarm clock going off. And that is the same for those that find themselves asleep yet, still walking in the darkness of their own fears. That is what keeps them there, the fear. But if all of a sudden the fear were gone, which is what the solar flash will help to bring about, not completely, not for everyone, but for many, it will bring about a massive change. But is it something that you can wait for? Is it something that you can hold off for, hold your life back to achieve, to reach that point? No, we would never recommend that for you. We only recommend that you live in the now moment and let the future take care of itself, based on those now moments you live in each and every moment. That is what you have to come to understand more and more. Is the changeover going to come? Is the solar flash going to come? Yes. Is disclosure of the galactics going to come? Yes. Is your financial system going to change? Yes. Are the mass arrests going to happen as they need to? Yes. All of this is going to occur. But it is not for you to sit back and wait for it. It is for you to grasp life itself right now and take advantage of this golden opportunity you all have to be here in this moment that so many out there, even in their ships and in other planets that are watching all of this, would give anything to be able to be right here where you are and a part of this. And you might be thinking now, why would they want to be here? Because this is an evolutionary process that is happening, a quantum leap in evolution that doesn't happen as this is happening ever, ever in the history of the universe. Is what is about to occur here ever happened before? And you have ringside seats right here, right now, to watch the entire proceedings. But not only to watch it, to participate in it. You are the ones that are participating in this. You are the ones that are bringing this about. You are the ones that are creating this changeover. So be of good cheer, my friends, my brothers and sisters, for all is happening exactly as it needs to. Even if it is not happening on your timetable, it is happening on God's timetable, on the Creator's timetable. And that can never go astray. That is what you also have to come to understand. You are a part of this plan, but the plan is all-encompassing, and it can never be wrong. It can only happen as it needs to. It is happening in many aspects, through many sources, through many avenues of expression. The plan is working out. And you've heard many times, trust the plan. Many of the things that are occurring right now in your evolutionary process here on the planet, as more and more people awaken to who they are, and they are awakening because those that have been hiding in the shadows for so long are now coming forward and showing themselves into the light. And they cannot handle the light. And therefore, even though they continue to utilize the same plan they have always used, it is no longer working or going to work. And it is illuminating them to all of you that have already awakened and to many, many more that are yet to come to awaken. They are seeing this now. In plain sight. And it is helping them to awaken to who they are, to the sovereign beings that you all are. So trust. Trust in the plan. Trust in yourselves. Trust in that all is happening exactly as it needs to. And as we've always said many times, all is being orchestrated. You only have a short time left. A short time left to move through this full ascension process. Be ready now. Be ready as more and more things begin, as your saying goes, to heat up, as more and more comes forward to be revealed, many, many more truths. And indeed, no rock shall be unturned, for the truth shall indeed set you all free. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that the Christ consciousness, just as it came over and through me as Yeshua, so too is it coming and will be coming through you and to you as individual sovereign beings that you are. Peace and love be with all of you.
Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here to be with you here with Shoshana and to welcome in this wonderful new year that you are moving into. And a glorious new year can it be. But it is all up to you, each and every one of you, because as we gave quite abundantly on your New Year's Eve message, it is important that you know that your consciousness goes out, your thoughts all go out into the collective consciousness of this planet, into the quantum field, if you will. Goes out and is picked up by all others throughout the planet at various times when they are ready for it. So the messages that you send out get out to the many, whether it is in your internet or whether it is through your thoughts going into the quantum field. All of it is received by those who are ready to receive it. So know that. That is how the dark forces have been able to create the programming here on this planet. And that is how now you, as the light forces, can begin to reprogram the planet. Do you have questions here for one who serves and Shoshana?
Hello, my name is Norma.
Yes.
Yes, I have. Well, I mentioned this in discussion earlier, and James said to ask you. I'm asking the vaccine question. My family and friends are all asleep, and they are all clamoring for it. My physical therapist had the vaccine. My son-in-law, who's a doctor, and I've heard that from another channel that the vaccine can affect their DNA and keep them from ascending, and it can affect their humanity, and I was wondering if that's true and how, what we can do to help, because I've talked to them, I tell them just wait a little bit till it's more pure, and they say, well, the CDC, the doctors, that they've experimented with it enough, and I say, well, maybe they're lying, and that's when they just shut down, so I just don't know how to help. And is that other part true about it affecting their ascension and humanity? I mean, this is no ordinary vaccine.
Yes. First of all, your consciousness, those of you that are on this call, those of you that resonate to these words, the light community in general, we would suggest to you not to do this. You have no need to do these vaccines, no need whatsoever. You have the capability and the consciousness and the immune system, most of you, to be able to overcome any of these viruses or bacteria or whatever it is that is introduced by the dark forces. And we use that term directly, introduced. It has been introduced by them. They have brought this to the world. And the reason is, their ultimate reason is to hold off ascension. That, of course, is not coming out in your mainstream or even in much of your alternative news. But we, those of us, the ascended ones and the galactics and the company of heaven and all of this, we are telling you this, that you are at a higher level of consciousness most of the time and higher vibration, so that you have no need to be concerned about this or worry about this in any way. Because higher vibration leads to higher consciousness, which leads to immunity from everything. So that is number one. Number two is that those that are not of higher consciousness at this point, or higher vibration along with you, like vibration, they have, there is a concern for them that they will have these vaccines, and yes, it will alter their DNA processes, but it is not permanent. Even though it is said it is permanent, it is not permanent if they awaken as well. If they come to an awakening and a raise in vibration themselves, then what was done to them can be undone, just like it can with anything. Now, the Galactics, predominantly the Pleiadians, are very much aware of this whole process that is happening, and they are doing things, your alliance and all of this are doing things to alter this, to combat this, to reconfigure what is in those vaccines, just as they reconfigured what was in the virus, the your so-called pandemic virus. It is all a process of awakening that is happening. So do not be concerned about this, because you cannot affect this one way or the other. Yes, you can talk to your family members, your friends, but if they are not ready to hear it, they will not hear it. And you have to come to understand that. You cannot save everyone. The only one that you can save is yourself. Just as we cannot save you, only you can save yourselves. You see? Shoshana.
We will share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, we feel your compassion and we feel your heart. We must tell you that you must keep in mind this great saying that was given to your culture many years ago, and that is, there is nothing to fear but fear itself, you see. When you are afraid for others, that is a vibration you are sending out, dear sister. And that is not the vibration of higher consciousness. You must find a way to quell your fear about what others are doing, as they will do it anyway. They have free will. This is a free will zone. Even now, whatever is occurring, they have a choice to do this or not to do this. And if they do not awaken, they will move forward in taking up the idea that this vaccine will prevent them from becoming ill. We can tell you something, though. We can give you a little idea that will help you. Those vaccinations that are being distributed have largely been neutralized. They will not affect anything. They have largely been neutralized, as one who serves has slightly given here, but you do not need to fear what is occurring, as those vaccines that are being received are largely what we call innocuous. They have no real effect on the physical body. Namaste, dear sister.
Well, thank you for your answer, because the second part was President Trump is telling everyone to get the vaccines, or he's putting it forth, and I was wondering why he was doing that, but he's been aware that they are innocuous?
Dear sister, we will continue if we may.
Yes, please.
The one known as Trump is largely for liberty and largely for the people. He has given the opportunity for this vaccine to combat the darkness, you see. the darkness that is pervading in the consciousness of humanity right now, that they will become ill and die from this dreaded pandemic, which is really does not exist, you see. It is an illusion. So we must tell you that he is offering this in hopes that the belief will turn around, you see.
Yeah.
It is a placebo effect. Do you understand the placebo effect?
Oh, yes. And that's kind of what I thought was happening, too. So, because my family and friends who are getting the shots, they feel so much better afterwards. They feel protected. They feel everything is going to go back to normal.
It is amazing what the mind will do, you see. The mind is an amazing tool. The mind is the builder, you see. And if you can influence the mind of another, it does not matter what poison is introduced into their body. It will have no effect on them, you see, because the mind is the builder. So we will ask you not to fear, as all is going according to plan, dear sister. Namaste.
Yes, and we would add here that there are ones, what you call your yogis, the Himalayan area, Tibetan area, all of this, where they can literally be bitten by a poisonous snake and have no effect on them. The poison would be innocuous, as Shoshana has said here. It would have no effect on them whatsoever. So if they can do it with their mind, that is what they're showing here. And that is what we are telling you, that with your higher consciousness, higher vibration and higher consciousness, you can overcome everything with your mind. The mind is indeed the builder.
Thank you so much for those wonderful and blessed answers. Thank you very much.
Yes, very good. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you have anything you would like to share about the metal pillars that have been found around the world? We just found one, and there was just one in Toronto, Canada.
Yes, we can tell you that there are many that have already been discovered and many more that have not yet shown themselves yet. The obelisk is what you are speaking of, no?
Yes, that's right.
Is that correct? Yes, the obelisks that are appearing in various places throughout the planet. And they are there to be a part of the connection with the Christ consciousness grid and the light grid, as you have come to understand it. And all of this is coming together to, as the solar flash comes, it will then activate all of these objects, all of these obelisks that are being placed there by those of the various galactic sources that are bringing them to you, and some that are being unearthed once again that have been buried for quite some time now, being brought forth here. So it is a miraculous, you will look at it as the miracle, but it is really a science, a technology that is being reintroduced here into this planet. When the time comes, when the vibrational frequency reaches the crescendo that it needs to from the solar flash, the changeover, the event. Okay? Shoshana, do you have anything to add here?
We will share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please, sister.
Dear sister, these objects are transmitters and magnifiers of energy, you see, just as the pyramids are. They are magnifiers and transmitters of energy. And as the planet receives the galactic sun's energy, these transmitters magnify it to humanity, you see. So be ready for this, as your consciousness must be prepared to receive this. Namaste.
Very good.
Namaste. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
What is, I don't mean to be out of things, but what is she really talking about? I hear all the answers, but what are these things appearing? And that's what I'd like to know.
They are, for an example, did you ever watch the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey?
Yes, long time ago.
Do you remember that large black obelisk that was in that movie?
Yes, vaguely.
That is what is occurring here. In that movie, it was depicted, the one who wrote the movie was given this information at a deeper level and brought this forward. And this is what these are. It is high, call it galactic technology here, that is being reintroduced into the planet. It was here long ago in the Lemurian and early Atlantean times as well. But it is now being brought back because it is time to reconnect this light grid across the entire planet. And this is what will phase in with the humanity as well. In other words, humanity that is ready for this will be able to connect with these objects as well.
Well, what do they look like? Like pyramids, like a shape of some type?
You know what an obelisk looks like?
No.
Think of it in terms of a high spire, we will say, a black object, smooth, that rises up somewhat high. That is the only picture we can give here. Then
yeah,
we would also suggest for you to simply, what you call, Google it. Google obelisk.
There's a lot of pictures out there. You can see it. They're silver. Were they
there are many pictures, yes.
Were they put here by, like all of a sudden, did they appear? I'm not sure how they got here. That's my question.
Yes, they are starting to suddenly appear, seemingly out of nowhere. And then when those of the, we will say the deep state or the forces of darkness go to inspect them, they are gone.
Oh.
Yes, they got here.
They got here by way of the galactics, are reintroducing this once again.
And that is meant then to destroy the darkness and do a lot of other things also, huh?
We did not understand your question.
I'm sorry. I said this is what they're here for, is to help get rid of the darkness. Is that
it is
correct?
Not so much to get rid of the darkness, it is to connect the light.
It's magnifying the light.
Magnifying the light, yes.
Oh, okay. Now I got it. Oh, wow. That is wonderful. Well, we have so much help, don't we? Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
You have no idea.
I bet I don't have any idea. I guess I don't. Wow.
Cool.
Would there be other further questions here?
Greetings, Simosis here.
Yes.
I wanted to express my gratitude to Lord Sananda for telling us about how we may improve our body changes by visualizing and meditating on the higher planes. You know, as we see that things are not on our time, but rather on the time of when the larger group is ready, that there's no real date, but rather than, you know, it's when the energy is ready, and the energy depends on the energy of 8 billion of us. So perhaps things may get delayed further and further, and we need to cut down our expectations. I wanted to inquire as to better, you know, even more improved tools or a better way to apply the tools that Lord Sananda gave us, so that we can adjust, you know, the little things in our day. Here in the trenches, it's the little things that make our day. So, you know, if we can adjust things, even though here we're in the middle of the battle, you know, it would be a great distraction, and we won't be focusing so much on the big changes. Please elaborate. Thank you.
We did not hear a question there from you. What is your question exactly?
Yes. How can we better enhance our body through the meditation the Lord Sananda suggested?
Just as this is given during the meditation, you have been given many, many tools. The violet flame, use with crystals, working with your astral body and etheric body, your chakra system. Many, many tools have you been given, or we should say re-given, because you have had all of these all along, and they are just being reintroduced to you once again. And some of you are coming to remembrances of other tools that we are not necessarily giving you, but you have come to them because you remember them yourselves from long ago that you were able to use then as well. And some are being introduced for the first time here on this planet because you are ready for them. And that is the use of your soul star chakra, as well as reactivating your third eye and other things as well. So you have the tools. Now all you need to do is begin to use them. And one particular tool that you can use is just to remember that you have the vibration within you. You have it there. It is always there. You can raise your vibration at any time that you want to, simply with intention, simply with visualizing if you want to, but intend it. Intend that your vibration increase. And watch how a negative thought or maybe a depression that you might be feeling, if you begin to do that, you can reverse it right away. If you are feeling like, oh, I'm feeling so down this day, all you have to do is have a positive thought and it'll raise you right out of it if you allow it, you see? So you have the tools. Now you only just need to use them. Shoshana?
We will share. May we share with you, dear brother?
Yes, thank you.
Our dearest brother, the idea that you wish to be better is a false idea. There is no better. There is just being, you see. Whatever you find yourself in, you must seek to raise yourself to the next level. That is all you need to do. We will tell you that the ultimate way to live is to live within your heart. And your heart is already perfect. It cannot be better than it already is. To live with an open heart and to connect that heart with the wisdom of the third eye and live within that framework, and you cannot ever be in judgment of anything. The word better is a judgment upon yourself that you do not need to have. Open your heart, live within that open heart, and use the wisdom of your brilliant mind and third eye to guide you. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be?
I have a question.
Yes.
A question about the chakras. Mention is made of the heart chakra and then the high heart chakra. I assume that the heart is one, but why is that distinction made and what do we need to understand about this?
It is simply a remembrance or bringing back a knowledge, or even if you will, a technology that you had long ago and is now being reintroduced here, that there is that higher heart center, that center that is closer or more akin, if you will, to your higher self. It is a connection that is there and is being reintroduced now once again for all of you. Does this make sense? And Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
We will ask Sister Brother if that answer was sufficient for him.
That answer is sufficient, but if you have more to say, I would very much welcome it.
Dear Brother, this is complex. The part of the heart that holds the vibration of pure love, that centers itself in complete and pure love, and works in, we will say, in concert with the higher self, is the high heart, you see. The rest of the heart embodies love, yet the highest part of your heart is the heart that reaches to the higher self to guide you, you see. It is still all one. It's just that the high heart center holds the vibration of the higher self. This is what One Who Serves gave you. We just put it in different words. Does this make sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense. I appreciate the clarification.
Namaste, dear brother.
Very good. Would there be any other further questions now before we release channel?
Question. This is Claudia. When, as far as I've learned about Saint Germain, when he was here in the past lifetimes in the 17th, 18th century, and so on, he was an alchemist. He could make, you know, gold out of whatever, lead, and he could make diamonds and precious stones out of I don't know what. And he had access to all the royal courts there at that time. And I know mostly he was in the in and out of the royal court in Holland and so on. And as far as I know, I have heard, he collected basically donations for the times to come in the future when the money was really needed. And he collected a lot of, you know, gold and whatever all. And it's called as the Saint Germain Trust. I haven't heard anything about that trust in a while. And also the other part is there supposedly is another huge trust, which is called, I don't know if the dragons, by the dragon families in China, which supposedly is would be released by Kuan Yin at the right time and would come from this side of the world. Is that all still in the play? And would those humongous values be used for, or would this wealth be used for Nasara, Jisara? The revaluation, or what is the story with that?
What you have heard many times is accurate in many respects. It is to the timing of it that has not been accurate, has been disinformation at various times. What you are describing in terms of a tremendous or humongous or massive amount of wealth is actually correct. And it is, has been safeguarded and will be released when the
frequency, vibration of not the entire population of the planet, but a percentage, a certain percentage of the population that must be reached, to where that percentage has increased their vibration and awakened as you have. And when that occurs, it will bring on the solar flash and the great changeover and all of this. And following that will be the introduction by Saint Germain of all of this wealth that you are speaking of. He is the one that is behind this, just as he is the one behind the Republic of this United States of America. And in the process or of enlightening or lighting, what is the word we are looking for? Not shadowing, but overlighting. Overlighting the one called President Trump. This is what is occurring at this time, and will continue to move in that direction. As to when this money will be introduced, we cannot say, because it must move beyond your current financial situation that you are in now, in terms of your fiat system, which cannot sustain itself for much longer. So when that is has been taken out of the picture, we will say, and the galactic financial system, which you know as the quantum financial system, is introduced, then it will bring about the great wealth that has been accumulated, and it is beyond your imagination as to how much there is. That is all we can say on that now. Anna, do you add here?
We can share on this incredibly complex subject. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, all that Saint Germain, Saint-Germain, accumulated during his reign on this planet was in preparation for man's consciousness to vibrate at the highest level that it could vibrate at to achieve this gift. There are great inequalities on your planet. There are massive inequalities on your planet. There are those that live with billions, and there are those that live in vast poverty. These are great inequalities that must change before a gift of this magnitude can be introduced, you see. And the only way that this can change is through consciousness, you see. All of you are given at this moment in time that you find yourself in the opportunity to raise in consciousness. All these things that are occurring in this moment on your planet is the opportunity for each being to raise in consciousness, uplift their fellow human beings to understand their own sovereignty. Once this is accomplished and the minds of men are once again free to understand their own power and their own sovereignty, then this gift can be introduced. It cannot be introduced before that because man is not ready for it. I know as Shoshana that this is why you have not heard more about this in recent times. But it will be reintroduced as man's consciousness rises. Namaste.
Beautiful. And that brings up another short question. Is President Trump a reincarnation of Saint Germain in this lifetime?
That we cannot give at this time, but you will come to understand the fuller connection between those two here, as you
are saying. To share on this.
Very good. And if you want to spill the beans, then Shaka, you can spill
the beans. We wish to share on this. The one Trump, his soul is a compilation of many. Of many that have been heroes on your planet. He is a compilation of many. He has a bloodline of many of these great heroes that have stood for the people of this planet. He is guided and overlit as the one who serves has given by Saint-Germain and many that are for the liberty and freedom of each being on the planet, including all beings, not just human, you see. So you must see him as the one that is much like the Christ. He has come. He has come to bring the light, you see. And he is, again, a compilation of many. Namaste.
And we give you just a bit of teaser that we are giving, that we are allowed to say here. And there is a connection between this one, the President Trump, and your George Washington. Just
well.
So you know.
A big one.
Yes.
Big one. Oh, wonderful. And one more short question. We have here in Denver is going to be a large Trump rally this coming Wednesday as well. Starts at, I think, 8 in the morning from noon to 4 or something like that. And my partner doesn't want me to go because he says they're dangerous, all the crazies will come out and Antifa and all of that. I would be going with two other women. Do you think it's going to be safe for us to go?
We must share on this.
Yes,
we must share
thank
on
you.
This. Dear sister, this is up to you. This is up to your own vibration. You cannot be harmed when your vibration is raised, you see. We find that that individual that is asking you not to go is very third dimensional and believes in fear. You could be influenced by this as you live with this person, and you cannot help but being influenced by this. We know, Goddess, that you already know the answer. You must go. Namaste.
And go in faith.
And
go
trust.
In faith and trust, yes.
We are
thank
counting
you.
On you.
Thank you. I will go. Thank you.
Very good.
Claudia, I'll come with you, sister. I'll drive up and come with you, Claudia.
Will you really?
Yes,
do
ma'am.
It.
Yes,
do
ma'am.
It.
Okay. Thank you.
There you have it. Would there? We take one more question and then we release channel if there is one more question. No email questions at this time. So is there one more question?
Yes, I will jump in. This is Lorelei.
Yes.
Hello, dear ones. I was listening to a particular channeling, higher self channeling or something like that, and this individual was talking about the female messiah, and it was really, the female messiah is coming, and her energy has been activated on such and such a date. I think it was like, I don't know if it's December 21st or whatever. And so this was rankling me because it was sounding to me like you're talking about a one person, which I've always... My experience of this is it's a collective consciousness. So then I was wondering, maybe he was talking about the female goddess energy rising. I don't know if he was or not, but that would, to me, seem to be more likely, you know, the female goddess energy rising in many people. Can you say anything more on this whole question?
But we can tell you, we know of what you are speaking of here, and there is not one or even two or anything of this nature. It is a collective. It is a collective consciousness. Yes, it is a rising of the feminine, the female goddess here back to this planet, bringing about balance once again. That is what that is all about. It is Christ consciousness, but Christ consciousness is not male. Christ consciousness is not female. It is a combination, a balance of the two here. Where two or more are gathered, there will I be amongst them. You see? So it is a rising of the female consciousness once again to balance out with the male consciousness. But it is not one person or anything of this nature, you see? Shoshana?
We will share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the consciousness of man must find balance, must find divine balance, you see. When there is a call for feminism or female energy or goddess energy to take over, that is out of balance, you see. There must be a balance. As we find it on your planet in this moment, there is great imbalance everywhere. You also, as a sovereign, loving being, must find your own balance. As each being that walks the earth has both feminine and masculine within their soul, and has both feminine and masculine, what you call characteristics, that show up in their personalities and in their being, in the way that they hold their lives. There is not one or the other. There is only one or the other because the physical body produces either a male or a female, but this does not mean that there is not balance, you see. Your prayer must be for balance. For divine balance, as the feminine or the female goddess energy has the attributes required for love, for compassion, for understanding, for nurturing, and the male energy is strength, resolve, power, assertiveness. All these you must gain on your own to require that your soul have balance. So you must understand that when you are given advice that one is better than the other or one should be more dominant than the other, this is a mistake. Namaste.
And remember, you all carry the Christ consciousness. And when you are ready, and when you are ready to manifest it, you shall. We are done with questions here now. Shoshana, do you have parting
messages? We would ask if that answer made sense to the one who asked.
Very good, yes.
Yes, it did. I'm also going to extrapolate, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, because Paul Butler talks a lot about
you whether you are right or wrong. We cannot tell you that.
Tell me if this is a legitimate, well, whatever. You can give me some feedback. I'll put it that way. Because Paul Butler talks about the eagle and the condor, and there's all these channelings about our feminine, like we're now matching up or meeting up or coming together with our soul partner or whatever you might say. And I'm thinking that this is more on an energetic level than necessarily physical, although there's a lot of examples of the physical, but is it more of an energetic thing than that you're talking about that they're discussing?
We do not know the question. What is your question?
When you get all of this information that people are now coming together with their other partners, their soulmates, their male or female counterparts,
And you are talking of twin soul here, no? Twin flame?
Yes, twin soul, twin flame, whatever it may be. Is this an? I know, because I mean, for me, I mean, is this more of an energetic thing? Because I don't think that right now there's anybody walking the face of the earth that I'm very interested to come together with. At least not that I know of. I shouldn't say that, but you know, no one I know of. You know, so is it more of an energetic thing?
Dear sister, it is all things. It is all things. It can be a physical experience. It can be an emotional experience. It can be a spiritual or energetic experience. It is all things. It depends upon what the individual being wishes to receive and can receive based on their own consciousness, you see. Those that run from physical experiences have fear, so they cannot attract their soulmates to them if they are in fear, or they will attract another that has the same fear, you see. That is why these things do not work out. So one must continue to work on their own higher consciousness and allow for all things to work through them and be transmuted by them. So it is everything. Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Namaste.
Very good. Then do you have parting message here?
We do not.
Very good. Then our only parting message to all of you is get your popcorn ready, because the show is about to get quite interesting. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for letting us know.
Shanti.
And I'll have my popcorn.